Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there, and welcome back to the third season of Crossroads Generation, our ongoing radio drama.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future stands today.
This is the 16th episode entitled Aftermath. Before we start, let's look back at what happened last time. Mercy's father Msoto was involved in a case of illegal adoption 4 years ago. He sold his newborn baby to the wealthy politician Mukaraba. Now the case is in court and Msoto has testified against Mukaraba. But Mukaraba is determined to leave the courtroom a free man with little help.
Your Honor, I have a message for you from the Honorable Mukaraba. He asked me to tell you to go easy on the baby case.
Well then, give this money back to the Honorable Mukaraba and tell him that he will have to come and see me in person if he wants my help.
In the meantime, 18-year-old Mercy was having a good time with her friend Tina from university. They went out to have a drink while Mercy's mother was taking care of Mercy's 3-year-old daughter. On their way back, Tina wanted to teach Mercy how to drive a car.
I'm driving. This is fine.
Hey, you are right.
Watch the road. Stay on this side.
Oh, dear.
The brake. The brake. Stop on the brake.
Let's join them right there to find out what happened.
Oh, no. What happened?
Mercy, I told you to step on the brake, not the accelerator.
I'm sorry. It moved so fast. I hope it didn't hurt anyone.
Shit. The driver of the other car.
What? Is he hurt? Is he...
No, he's coming over.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do we do, Tina? What do we do?
Don't panic. Okay. Let's just get out and talk to him.
Okay.
Let me do the talking.
Are you girls okay? Are you hurt?
No, we're okay.
What were you doing driving on the wrong side of the road? You're lucky I swerved just in time.
You're right. We are all very lucky. I suggest...
Hey, what's with your friend? Is she okay?
Yes.
Why isn't she speaking?
I think she's just shaken.
And what's that smell?
What smell?
Hey, are you girls drunk?
Sir, I'm sure we can solve this little problem.
Little problem. You can talk. Your car only has a small scratch, but mine is ruined.
Ruined? Come on, it's hardly scratched. Oh no, shit.
Tina.
What happened here? Is anyone hurt?
Fortunately not, officer, but these two scraped my car. They seem to be drunk.
All right, guys, show me your driving licenses, please.
Sir, my friend forgot hers at home, but here's mine.
Were you the one driving?
No, but...
So be quiet and let her speak. Where's your driving license?
I...
You were driving without a license?
No, I mean...
Are you drunk?
Sir, she...
I told you to shut your mouth.
Sorry.
Hey, you. I asked you a question. Have you been drinking?
Just a tiny bit.
All right. You are under arrest for drunk driving and driving without a license.
Oh, no. Please, officer. I have some money. We can solve this another way, can't we?
I told you to shut up. Now you are under arrest too for attempting to bribe an officer.
Shit!
Phew. Out of the office at last. Took me hours to finish those documents.
Hello, Judge Ray.
Oh, my God. Mr. Mukaraba. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Sorry about that, Your Honor.
What are you doing here this time of the evening?
You suggested that I should come myself if I wanted your help. Well, here I am.
It took you long enough. Why didn't you come to my office during working hours?
I know you're a busy man. And so am I. No need to waste each other's time.
I see.
So tell me, why did you want me to come in person?
Because it's a very delicate matter, and I need to be sure that this is not a trick.
No trick. I'm offering you a good 50,000. And there's the little matter of the promotion that's escaped you over the years. Or so I've heard.
If that is what you heard.
Judge Ray, I know a lot of people in high places. If you help me, I might put in a good word for you about that promotion you've been looking for.
Done.
All right. So, here you are.
Thank you, Mr. Mukaraba. It was good doing business with you.
Likewise. Goodbye then, Judge Ray.
Just what I was hoping for.
Kadu, help me wash these dishes, okay?
Why is it always me who has to help?
Where is your brother, Banda?
He's gone out to meet Dad.
What? I told your father that I didn't want him to take you to his prayer meetings.
Why can't he go there?
Because I say so.
I don't want him to go there either. All he talks about now is King Karubu. He doesn't even want to play football anymore. But I don't care. I can play with Sam after school.
Who's this Sam I keep hearing about? Is she in your class?
Yes. The other boys say she can't play football. But that's not true. She knows some good kicks because of her brothers.
You two had better stay out of mischief. Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Mama Mercy?
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Tina. I'm Mercy's friend. And
what about Mercy?
We were involved in a car accident.
What? Is she okay? Where is she?
She's fine. But she was arrested. She's at the police station.
At the police station? Why?
Hit somebody. She was driving.
Oh my God. When did she start driving? And in whose car? I don't understand. Hello? Hello? Now what is all this?
Visiting time is limited. You have 10 minutes to speak to your daughter.
Mom, thank you so much for coming.
Mercy, what were you thinking? When did you start drinking?
I don't drink.
Don't you lie to me. And what were you thinking driving a car? Drunk. You don't even have a license. You judge your father, but what do you do? The very same thing. You drink and end up in a police cell, exactly like him.
I just had a drink with a friend, Mom. I'm so sorry about what happened afterwards. But nobody got hurt.
Yes, and I'm grateful for that. But I am so disappointed in you. I thought you were smart. I thought you were responsible. You have a daughter, Mercy. Have you thought about her?
I'm sorry, Mom. I just wanted to have some fun for once.
Life is not about fun, Mercy. I work hard to help you go to university while I take care of your daughter. Do you think this is fun?
Mom, it won't happen again. I promise.
I should hope not. Because if you carry on like this, I won't support you anymore.
Mom, please.
They want a lot of money for your bail and to repair the car you hit. I don't have that kind of money.
But what about Dad?
I did tell him about it, but I haven't heard from him since. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye, Mercy.
Please, Mom. Don't go.
Back to the cells.
And that's how we end it for today. But the story continues on our webpage, where Tina's latest video blog is waiting for you. If you want to know how she's feeling after the accident, log on to dw.de/LBE. And tune in next time to find out how things develop for Mercy and how her boyfriend Nikki reacts when he finds out she's being held at the police station. Take care.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads generation. Our future starts today.
Tough decisions every day. Lots of lessons on the way.
Change directions.
Press the start, even if it might seem hard.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
Whatever road we take and whatever choice we make.
Let's be inspired by the future that we want to be great.
But we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
It's tough, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
We're standing at the crossroads. Which way are we gonna take? Which will take us to the top? When which one leads astray?